next and not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on July 1st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Tuesday in this time slot is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck or Randy.
Hey, what's happening in your world over there at the Iron Pig?
We're just gearing up for two of the busiest weekends of the entire summer. So obviously 4th of July is a Friday this year.
Yeah.
So we've got fireworks in town Friday, fireworks in town Saturday. And then the following week is Alpenfest here in Gaylord. So Cherry Festival is happening in Traverse City this week. And then always the next week following that is Alpenfest here in Gaylord, which is primarily downtown. But since we have a new location on the south end of town by Otsego Lake, we're doing 5 nights of free live music every night during Alpenfest. So Tuesday through Saturday night, the 8th through the 12th, we've got free live music in our backyard there at the South Iron Pig.
Ah, too cool. Under that beautiful roof of that pavilion, man, that'll sound great. One of the things I think that people also don't understand, because I've had a couple of people text me, they weren't sure where the pavilion was. And I said, no, it's directly next door. It's the parcel right next to the main restaurant. And they're like, oh, okay, we thought it was down the road. And I'm like, nope, it's conveniently located. And you can actually go into the restaurant, in and out of the restaurant, back to the pavilion. Great location. Love that location. One of the things I think that is interesting, too, and I've heard that people not really happy with the parking again this year, downtown Gaylord. I don't know if you've heard that, but a lot of people complaining, very congested, obviously a lot of people, but can't find a place to park.
Yeah, parking can be difficult sometimes. So here's a great example. Last night, Community Financial held a free event, so free dinner and a movie, which was basically just a community event to bring everybody together after the ice storm hosted by Community Financial. They had The Remedy playing. Great little event that was put on. And it was tough to find parking. But again, there were so many people downtown. What's nice about the Iron Pig is we have more parking out back than any other restaurant. There's 200 and some parking spaces out behind our restaurant. That's all free parking. Now, during Alpenfest, it does get difficult finding a place to park, and a lot of local residents don't like going downtown while it's so congested, which right. is why there has always been, at the south end of town, at a former restaurant called Schlang's, which is now Benetham's. If you guys haven't been there, it's an awesome restaurant. My friend Josh does a great job. That's just up the road from us. Well, Schlang's used to do a beer tent and have music every summer for the better part of, gosh, maybe 30 years at least.
Yeah.
And when Benetham's bought Schlang's, they kind of stopped doing that. And we want to bring that energy back down to the south end down there. It's in a similar fashion that we had, they had for years.
Sure, absolutely. And especially with Otsego Lake being right across the street, a lot of residents on the south end of town, now they don't have to even deal with downtown. They can just come to your place.
Exactly right.
Excellent, excellent. Let's see. Okay. Good question. We're going to talk about that next. Wanted to congratulate you. They had a great time at the venue, the party that you threw, the Risk It Fest. Wished it hadn't been so hot, they said, but it was great. Great time, had great fun. But they want to talk about the golf outing next year. So we'll get to that here right after a break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, I know you mentioned this last week, but I wanted to get clarification because I'm getting a couple more follow-ups on this. I talked about the golf outing that you had there at the Ridge, and you said that you're looking at potentially possibly a different golf course for next year. I want you to maybe share that with people so they can put it on their calendar and kind of line up for it?
Yeah, so we're planning on keeping the same weekend, that third weekend in June. We will be doing another golf outing the Friday before. The property that we did it on this year, the Ridge, which is right up the road, they have two other properties also just around the corner in the Loon and the Lakes course. So they have the Loon, the Lakes, and the Ridge, which we played this year. The Loon is a phenomenal golf course. It's actually the newest of the three that they own. Granted, it's still 20 years old, but it's a little more wide open, and it is specifically more lady-friendly. I think we had two, maybe three teams that were ladies this year.
Sure.
And we would probably have a few more of those ladies' teams if we had a slightly more friendly lady course. But also what we want to do next year is add in specifically women-only prizes for first place, longest drive, long putt, those things as well.
Sure.
We do have a tremendous amount of lady golfers in the area, and I think if we gear it more towards a bit being more women-friendly, we'll also have some more teams. And we don't want to leave the ladies behind because, honestly, they bring a lot of fun to the golf course.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if we're looking at the calendar for next year, 2026, golf outing folks would be on Friday, June 19th, and then the festival would be the next day. Saturday is the June 20th. So mark your calendars, yep, and we'll be able to plan that and make sure everybody can get tickets next year in advance and be ready to go. I want to talk to you, Ian, also because there's a lot of things pending, a lot of things happening in the court system. These solar projects that are being fought all over the place. We haven't talked about it in a while. You have given some of the updates, but basically what's happening with all the legal entanglements and stuff that you're involved in?
Yes, that's a great question. So a week from today in Otsego County, so next Tuesday, July 8th, is our oral arguments in Otsego County in front of Judge Hunter. I will videotape that. I don't know if we're going to be able to stream it live. Similarly to the Iron Pigs court case, they don't have great Wi-Fi in that building over there, ironically. So we will be videotaping it. Beyond that, what is happening is I am being inundated with people around the state that don't want these various projects. I was just reached out to yesterday by a gal in the Thumb area that has one proposed in her area. Now, I know the Thumb is just getting dotted with these things right now, but we are actively looking at the one in Sheboygan County. We're looking at even a data center, which I don't think falls within Public Act 233, but they're looking at a data center in Antrim County. There is the Roscommon County property that the DNR has already signed a lease agreement with a solar company to put panels near the airport in Roscommon on DNR property. So really what we're looking at is not just our case, but how we can help these at least half a dozen other cases brought forward by proposed developments. And that's what we're trying to do right now, is just gather up as much information in all these different locales of where these projects are at, so we can insert our game plan at whichever part of the process these townships or counties are at. I hope that makes sense, but that's really what we're trying to do, is get this information out to people so they can battle these things locally. The other thing I'm having a really hard time doing is getting a hold of some of our legislators. I've been in talks with Michelle Hoytanga, who actually introduced energy legislation a few weeks ago. Of course, we knew it went nowhere in the Senate. But we still need these legislators to be at the table in these conversations, especially when we have a superb legal argument that they need to be considering when they draft new legislation. That's kind of been my big thing, is not only can we be out there in the judicial branch, but we need to bring the legislative branch in on these things so they know what we're doing over in the judicial branch, so they can write better laws in the legislative branch.
And
that's really where we're at right now.
And basically avoid litigation if the darn bills were written correctly. Get some input from us, we the people, and maybe avoid having to take these people to court down the road.
Yeah, and this has been a struggle of mine for 5 years, you know, specifically locally with Ken Borton, my House rep. He seems deeply disinterested in trying to fix any of these health laws that the Iron Pig has been battling. Over five laws were asking to be ruled unconstitutional, and we've had, six. We've had two of the six ruled. We're still waiting in the Court of Appeals for the other four that Judge Hunter didn't rule on last year. That's part of the problem, is trying to get these legislators involved. And what I'm finding is, if it's not their idea, they're not really that interested in it. Versus if it's their idea or their legislative aide's idea, which is their idea, they're much more likely to take it to Lansing or to stand from a stage and talk about these things at town halls and these coffee meetings and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's really just us, the citizens, calling their offices and demanding that they do something.
Right.
And so far right now, I'm not seeing a lot of movement. You know, we can have Ted Nugent down in Lansing testifying about the DNR, this, that, and the other. Great. But I ask the question, why is it only the celebrities that seem to get attention from these legislators? And right. I'm going to say a word, and I hope it's not inappropriate, but I feel like these people are fame whores. And yeah. What I mean when I say that is, they're really only interested in the people that are going to get them clicks and likes on their social media. They're not actually interested in we, the people. And Ted, obviously, is a person that lives here in Michigan, and his voice is just as important as yours or mine. But Ted is not in the middle of any litigation that has anything to do with the DNR weaponization right now. Granted, he gave some very interesting stories. But why are we listening to this guy? Because he's a celebrity. Well, what about all these other people that aren't celebrities? The Marlenas, the Carl the Barbers, you know, me at the Iron Pig. We actually have some wins. And why aren't these people listening? That's where my frustration lies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and one other point, just to clarify, Nugent doesn't technically live in Michigan as his principal residence. He's a resident of Texas, but he owns a deer farm out over in Jackson. And that's the, you know, what's misconstrued. A lot of people think, you know, he's a Michigander. No, actually he's not, but he owns property here. So I guess if he's paying taxes, he has the right to speak. But like you said, he's a celebrity. And that's basically, I think, why they gave him the microphone.
Yeah, and again, I get it. You know, you're bringing more eyeballs to the situation that's happening. I understand why he was invited. But the rest of us that are actually in the trenches, that are getting things done, this is the part that kind of pisses me off. And again, it's not about me not being at these things. It's about the attention that is not being given to the people on the ground that are actually doing the hard work in the court system that they refuse to do at the legislature. That's the part that upsets me, is that there isn't even hardly a dialogue between the two entities on any of these things, and there needs to be. Otherwise, we're just going to keep getting bad bills written by special interests.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things, and I know you've explained this before, but for example, the court process in having local planning commissions, zoning boards, whatever, approve these permits, but then turn around and begin litigation at the local level as opposed to the state level, you know, you would think that the state reps and the state senators would, you know, want to be involved in that process and understand it better as part of them standing up to the Public Act 233. But we're not hearing anything from them at all.
Right. Well, and you may hear something a bit differently in the coming weeks, because there is now an application before the Michigan Public Service Commission for a solar project in Ingham County. Mm. So in Ingham County, they went before the township or the county planning, and there was a lot of consternation there. And they ultimately, what the developer did is they did the end around right to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So one of the things that we're doing right now is getting meeting minutes and information about the processes that they went through in order to justify them going around the local unit of government to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Because we actually believe that they may not have the permission to go around that local entity yet. So that's what we're going to look into in Ingham County. Like I said, these things are popping up all over. And as far as we know, that's the only one via Public Act 233 that has jumped over the local unit of government to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So we're going to try and insert ourselves there somehow and really blow that one up too.
Interesting. How can they just leapfrog the local municipality and take it right to the Michigan Public Service Commission? That's not even in the law. I thought they had to go through the local municipalities first.
Well, see, and this is part of the problem, is there's so much confusion. There's only three ways that a developer can do an end around, and that's if the local unit denies their application, which I don't think Ingham County did. If the local unit of government doesn't approve within 120 days, they can go around. And I believe that they did that within the 120 days. So that one shouldn't be available either. Or the local ordinance is what they call a CREO, Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance. You know, government, they love their acronyms.
Yep.
Is more restrictive. There's only five criteria that Public Act 233 puts forward. If you put one more criteria in your CREO or your ordinance,
yeah,
they can do an end around to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And I think that's what they're getting them on, or the technicality, is that Ingham County wanted more restriction than what Public Act 233 was. And I think, if my memory serves, again, there's so many of these cases, the one in Ingham County, the consternation might have actually been revolving around the trees that the developer was going to plant. As ridiculous as that sounds, there is no restriction for planting trees in Public Act 233, and the developer said, this is more restrictive, so we're going to go do an end around. So we're looking into that, because if we can destroy the one possible developer that's gone to the state, it's going to make it seem much more difficult for the rest of these developers to go to the state. And I have no problem with that.
Yeah, you guys would basically be setting legal precedent in how you defeated them doing the end around to the MPSC. You could actually use that perhaps as legal precedent to stop others in the future.
Yeah, there's a reason, let me tell you, Randy, there's a reason why the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, MLive, none of these major media outlets in Michigan have run the story about Otsego County residents stopping dead in its tracks with a mere lawsuit of a huge 2,000-acre development. There's a reason why that story has not been run by major
sure.
news outlets in Michigan.
They don't want other communities to hear about it.
They don't want them to know those three ways that can be stopped and the five rules, and that's absolutely right. It's absolutely
unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable. Well, we're excited. Again, a week from tonight, you're saying, July 8th through the 12th, you're going to be doing free concerts out there at the Pavilion at the South location. Folks, if you're not aware of it, just look it up. It's on Google Maps now. You can actually search for the Iron Pig South, 4029 Old 27 South, about a mile off of I-75. We get off at the exit 279, head south about a mile, and you're right there basically in front of the driveway. Final thoughts, Ian, before we let you go this week, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that. Also, downtown, the same time frame, 8th through the 12th, will be Alpenfest, and the city of Gaylord has given us an outdoor patio that basically overlooks the downtown pavilion where more live music will be happening. So come over to Gaylord, 8th through the 12th, or this coming weekend, enjoy some barbecue.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to have a good time. Thanks, Ian. We'll talk
to you
next week.
You got it.
Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading